98FM. Now, that's what I call Sport Podcast.
Now, as you know, the Ireland women's hockey team made history last weekend against Canada, becoming the first Irish women's hockey team to qualify for the Olympic Games in Tokyo in 2020. And just unbelievable scenes. Two legs against Canada on Saturday and Sunday, record crowds and a dramatic shootout win. One of the players involved in the game and took a penalty and scored one is Nikki Daly, and she joins me via WhatsApp audio now all the way from a wedding in South Africa. So Nikki, thanks a million for having a chat. Welcome back to the show again. Firstly, to sum up your feelings and emotions a week on from the history you guys made last weekend.
Yeah, I think the two games probably, we didn't display like our best hockey that we wanted to display, but you know, we always knew it was going to be a tough battle against Canada, and I think both teams, you know, had prepared for a long time leading into this qualifier. So, you know, we knew that they were going to be well prepared. They probably knew we were going to be well prepared as well. And you know, for big games like that, it's always going to come down to fine margins, I think. And you know, Saturday it was a torrential rain, and it kind of, you know, ruined the game in the second half for that. And then Sunday, you know, it was all there to play for both teams. So yeah, you know, it comes to a shootout, and I think, you know, we have that experience from the World Cup last year, and you know, it was just great to win again. Not the most prettiest way to win, but yeah, we're absolutely delighted, and yeah, let the celebrations continue.
Yeah, celebrations continuing, Nikki, of course, as well. And thanks, Minnie, for having a chat early on a Sunday after the wedding in South Africa. And I'm sure the party has continued all week for you guys, and fully deserved. So the shootout and the drama of that, and your goalkeeper, Aisha McFerrin, has been a hero before. You scored as well. What's your memories of that? And, like, nervy, or I'm sure now that you've won, you thought it was great, but like, for the opportunity and the chance to go to the Olympics, going down to that, how close it was, like.
Yeah, the shootouts are, they're something that, you know, nobody really ever looks forward to. You can practice a lot and prepare a lot for them, but I think on the day, you know, you're never sure what the keeper's going to do. And for us, you know, knowing that we have a keeper like Aisha and what she can do in the shootouts, I mean, to kind of be 3-1 down and to be able to come back, I mean, it just kind of goes to show just how world class she is, and to keep us in it. And then, you know, like I said, we've had that experience of being in the shootouts last year, and you know, that really stood to us when it comes down to the kind of the most pressure situations, that, you know, the girls that stood up and scored them, you know, they had that confidence to do it.
So record crowds as well at the games at Energia Park in Donnybrook, and you know, the place was converted into a hockey stadium and a hockey pitch across the weekend too. And you know, watching particularly the second leg on RTE, and you know, some of the former players as pundits in tears, you guys as the current players in tears as well, you know, tears of joy, and your families and your friends and everybody there as well. And you know, the stuff from the World Cup topped with this qualification for the Olympic Games. And you might just explain to the listeners what that all felt like, and you know, you've had time now to reflect on it, you've had a week, and you know, sports people always speak about those immediate moments after winning big matches, and you guys certainly had one last Sunday evening.
Yeah, I think it was great actually to see so many of the past players there, and you know, they did the coverage for the games at the weekend, and I think it's really important that, you know, those players were part of this journey and actually getting us to where we got to last weekend. It's definitely been a roller coaster of a journey, especially, you know, starting out when I did maybe 10 years ago. We didn't make it to London, and then we didn't make it again to Rio, so we always knew that we could get there, and to kind of finally be able to say that we've done it, it's more like a feeling of relief more than anything else. And yeah, like a week on, you're just, it's just knowing that you've done it, all the hard work has paid off, all the commitment, and you know, that we get to kind of go again and see what we can do now when we get to the Olympics.
Does it still feel surreal to actually be asked a question about qualifying for the Olympics and getting ready to play in the Olympics in Tokyo 2020, and what are your expectations from it?
Yeah, I mean, like, the Olympics is, as you said, the Holy Grail. It's the ultimate goal, and it's what you always set out to achieve when you take up the sport or any sort of Olympic sport that anyone takes up. And it's been something that's been, you know, talked about for such a long time now with our team. And like I said, you know, we've had an incredible journey to get here. It hasn't been plain sailing, but, you know, I think that's where you build your foundations is actually through a lot of the hard times and, you know, the defeats and, you know, just how difficult it's been. But kind of knowing that you have a team there that just does have something special to offer when you do finally get it. It's great feeling, and you know, we're still not done yet. We still have the Olympics to get to, and I know we're not going to want to just go and take part. We are going to want to go and try and get a medal, that'll be certainly what we're aiming for, you know, when we start back training in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, great to hear Nikki Daly of the Irish women's hockey team already talking about the hopes to win a medal at the Olympic Games in Tokyo 2020. And Nikki, last weekend, another brilliant part of the sporting story of Irish women's sport in recent years and months. And, you know, I don't need to list off the number of achievements that, you know, sportswomen have done individually or teams collectively, whether we talk about Katie Taylor, we talk about the Dublin ladies football team, we talk about the Irish women's rugby team, the Irish women's football team, you guys now as well, the list goes on. And it just seems as if, you know, it's growing and getting stronger and getting more media and more fans and more publicity and more everything, really, which is only a positive.
Yeah, I actually think women's sport's in a great place here in Ireland. You know, like you said, the rugby team, the women's soccer team, Katie Taylor, we have such amazing role models, and for such a small country, we do really, really well. And I think it's great for all these girls up and coming now to see, you know, that you can be and you can, or the, as the 20 by 20 saying says, you know, if you can't see it, you can't be it. And, you know, we are allowing young girls to see that it is possible and that you can dream about going to the Olympics and you can be a world champion like Katie Taylor. So I think everything that they're doing about pushing the Women in Sport initiative is great, and the fact that we have teams achieving at the highest level and reaching the highest level, you know, supports all of the work that they do. And yeah, I think for any young girl out there, it's a great time to be interested in sport.
Nikki, lastly, how do things work for you guys in terms of, you know, from last weekend to the Olympic Games in 2020 and, you know, different warm-up matches and competitions you'll play, and, you know, when will you find out who you're going to play in the Olympic Games, and, you know, having achieved what you achieved, I'm sure everybody will really be doing their best in the next while to make sure that you guys head over there in top condition, in great form, and ready to go and perform.
I know for the next couple of weeks we're kind of taking a bit of downtime to kind of relax and not think about hockey, because it's been, you know, it's been a long year of preparing for last weekend. But I'm actually not 100% sure who's in our group. I do think it's been announced, but I haven't really kept up with it all. But, you know, we'll start our preparations for that. I think on the 16th of December, we're going to start doing some training in the heat chambers to try and prepare for what the conditions will be like out in Tokyo next year. And so that's, you know, we just start with trying to cover absolutely everything to make sure that we're as best prepared as we can be. I know we're looking at maybe going abroad at the end of January, and I think we've been invited out to a good competition in Malaysia in March, which should have some of the top teams at it. And again, that'll be vital, trying to get as good competition as we can throughout the year in preparation for Tokyo.
More details on Ireland's draw for the Hockey Olympics on offtheball.com. Now, well done to Daniel Byrne from Tala. You've won tickets to Ireland against the two friendly games at the Aviva Stadium, of course, coming up, New Zealand and Denmark, and a copy of FIFA 20, thanks to EA Sports. Well done, Daniel. We'll be in touch with you. Thanks for everybody for listening and for joining us on the show. More info on 98FM.com in the podcast section. And we will see you bright and early next Sunday, folks. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
98FM. Now that's what I call sport. Get the full show every Sunday morning from 9, only on 98FM.